for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on last week's Cultural Baggage was Howard Wooldridge, the guy who rode his horse across America twice, proclaiming that cops say legalized drugs, ask me why. He's currently working as a information assistant, some might say lobbyist, in Washington, D.C., except for the fact that Howard doesn't get paid. He just does it because he believes it. Howard is one of the founding members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They're on the web at leap.cc, and here he's listing off many of his associates within LEAP.
Well, we have everything from the retired chief inspector, Eddie Ellison, who was worked for Scotland Yard and 7 years the head of their narcotics division. We've got Chief Norm Stamper, from recently retired from the Seattle PD. We have other sheriffs. We got four sitting federal judges on our board. We just have all kinds of former City of New York police commissioner, just all professionals, mostly retired, because it's easier to shoot your mouth off when you're retired. And we've come together to form a very powerful speakers bureau now with over 100 speakers. We've made over 2,000 presentations and going to the unconverted, as we say, to give them an education. And once people see the facts, especially coming from law enforcement, we are converting people every time we go out. What's going on is this policy is giving 13-year-olds a job option to work as a drug dealer, which gets them killed every day. I'm about to head to Cincinnati, Ohio tomorrow, where last week a 13-year-old boy was cut down with gunfire. They're still doing an investigation, but probably it's drug-related, as are most shootings in this country and many of the homicides. So, the policy is supposedly to protect our children. It gets a lot of them killed or sucked into a life of crime. And when I talk about being a detective and arresting people for breaking into houses because they needed money for crack, you know, it does add credibility to the speaker, and people are more likely to listen. When I say we're a mosquito in the butt of an elephant, after 36 years, this incredible effort being a complete and disastrous failure, people are more inclined to listen. And America knows, without even being told, Dean, that this policy is not working. Everybody, when I rode my horse across America last year, agreed it ain't working.
No, it ain't working. I want to thank Howard, and I want to ask you, why ain't it working? Well, it ain't working for you. It ain't working for me. It ain't working for the vast majority of the people in America, and in fact around the world. The drug prohibition only benefits a very few people. Please stop and think about it. Please visit endprohibition.org. There you can get a toll-free number to your congressman, or you can link up to 15 of the best drug reform organizations on the planet, or tune in to our radio shows. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.